Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Let's talk about friendships. It is spring. Spring has sprung. New things are arising. And more importantly, let's talk about things that change. Transitional friendships or transition friendships. I'm not sure if that's actually a term, but I know it's a thing. Friendships. They come and they go, and sometimes people are in your life, as they often say, for a time, being a season, a reason, or maybe a transitional time in your life. All of this, well, it's okay. Although speaking to many of you, I often find that when a friendship relationship ends, everyone is a little confused, perplexed. They want answers. Even if it's not a romantic entanglement, people want answers. Why aren't we friends anymore? What happened? This is the thing, my friend. Sometimes nothing happens. And that is groundbreaking, mind-blowing, I know. And if you can get to a place of an emotional maturity where you realize that sometimes something is just not meant to be anymore, including some friendships, just like a romantic relationship, you can let it go without needing a reason. Without burning a bridge. Oh, yes, without burning a bridge, my little firecrackers. I know, perhaps in your life, the only things that have ended in destruction, bonfire, up in smoke. Everybody's pissed off and everybody goes there to their corner, licking their wounds, looking for answers. Let me tell you, my friends, absolutely not necessary. Wouldn't have been a lot easier if you weren't licking your wounds in the corner. You weren't walking around pissed off and shuffling your feet and stomping the ground like a toddler. I know. Absolutely not necessary, my friends, to burn the bridges. I know you think holding on to this anger and resentment is a good thing. You don't think that, do you? No, me neither. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hanging on to anger and resentment. How far has that gotten you in life? Not far at all, huh? You think sometimes that holding on to those sorts of negative energies, that it's going to do something. What it's not going to do is anything. Healthy for you, that is. It's going to make you feel worse. Whenever I hear that statement, I forgive, but I don't forget, I literally want to throw up in my mouth. I am not kidding. In fact, I think I do throw up in my mouth just a little bit, because forgiving should mean forgetting. Forgiving and learning from it. Sure, you want to learn something so you don't repeat the negative pattern of negative friendships, but you don't want to walk around being like, but I don't forget the resentment and the anger. Come on. Walking around the way you made me feel, I'm so pissed off. Oh, come on. No. This will get you nowhere. The higher ground, though, the higher, when they go low, you go high to the highest ground that you can go. Let that person wallow in whatever they want, but you don't need to go down there with them. So there are transitional friendships sometimes, my friends. Sometimes in your life, sometimes for a period of reasons, not just angry reasons, like you wronged me. There are reasons like it played out. Simple as that. Referring to a friendship like a romantic relationship, if you're in a romantic relationship and it plays out, or even if you're on a few first dates, getting to know somebody, and it plays itself out. You don't think twice, do you? You don't bat an eye to say, this is over. I'm just not feeling it. But for some reason, we hang on to toxic friendships, don't we? Or just a friendship that's just kind of fizzled. Sometimes we just hold on to it just a little too long for all the wrong reasons. Why do you think that is? I think it's because we put up with too much sometimes. We put up with so-called friends that aren't really happy for us when we do great, that aren't really there for us when we need them. Whether that be a tough time or a celebratory time, we forget about our own healthy boundaries. We forget about perhaps a friend list. Maybe you should make up a friend list, just like you would for a romantic partner. A list that says what's important to you in a friendship. What is your love language when it comes to friendship? Is it spending a lot of time together? Is it being seen, like really seen more often? Do you see me? Do you know my likes and dislikes? Is it going out every once in a while? And I'll tell you, if you want to create these things, besides being, say, vocal with a friend and saying what's important to you, the most important way to show another human being in a friendship how you would like the friendship to proceed is to act like that. You know, if getting little gifts here and there is your love language, why don't you do that for your friend instead of sitting back and waiting for someone to know what you want? Because no one can read your mind, my friend. I know you wish they could. Believe me, I think I'm pretty psychic sometimes when it comes to some energy, but I can't read your freaking mind and nobody else can either. So act the way that you want to be treated. Those healthy boundaries, carry them along with you. And if you want to see your friend at least once a week, make a date with them, just like you would your romantic partner. Check in on them. Send them a reel. Send them a TikTok. Send them a text. God forbid, don't call them though. That's just weird. Okay, maybe you're the calling type. That's not my thing. To be honest, in this day and age, I feel like a call makes me hide a little bit. Not that I don't want to talk to my friends on the phone, but my good friends know, and I know they're laughing along with me right now if they're listening, that if you're calling me, for sure I'm going to answer because there's got to be something wrong, right? Because we text all day and you never said anything and now you're calling. It must be an emergency. Oh, 2024 is funny. But we get more information back and forth and more love back and forth to each other by sending reels and texts and funny sayings and memes. So yeah, when I get a phone call, I'm assuming something's wrong. But my friends, I will answer. I better answer. World War III might be happening. So friendships are gold, right? What do the Girl Scouts say? It was just Girl Scout cookie season, wasn't it? I went in for a second season, I'll say. I already bought all my Girl Scout cookies and then I bought more. Ay, 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 so delicious. I'm fueled by running and Girl Scout cookies. Anyway, the Girl Scouts say, make new friends, but keep the old ones. One is silver and the other gold. Extremely corny, so true, and super cute. That's the thing about friendships. It comes in all different degrees, right? You don't have to tell one friend everything. Maybe one of your friends is someone to always go to have a good time. And another friend, you tell your deepest, darkest secrets. And another one gives great advice. And another one, super fun to go to lunch with and go shopping with. Maybe you have a BFF that is good at all those things. And you don't need a big group of friends. But if that's your thing, then that's your thing too. Everybody doesn't have to be everything to you. That's a lot to put on a person anyway. So when we are creating friendships, which are such a beautiful rainbow in this world, and we're surrounding ourselves with people that really take stock of who you are, and you do the same for them, surround yourself with love. People who love you, no matter what. Not the ones that judge you, throw jealous side eye when you have good news, but are really, really happy for you no matter what. When you take stock of those friends, maybe there's five. Five is a great place to start. She got five fingers, right? Take stock of who you're surrounding yourself with. Are they supportive? Never jealous? Do they look at you, really look at you and love you? Are they with you through thick and thin? You know what? I think one of the greatest friends is someone you don't talk to for a long time, but when you do get a chance to talk to them, it's like a day never passed. Not everyone's like that. I am like that, my friend. You can pick up a phone 2 years from now and say, hey, remember me? And I'm like, yes, I do. And we can take up where we left off. I don't know if those friends are rare, but I always find them to be super, super fun. So you can plant seeds of friendship, but if you don't water them, well, what are they never going to do? They're never going to blossom. There will never be a flower if you forget to water it. Your friendships are the same. Act accordingly. You gotta be a friend to have a friend. Simple as that. And if you're just walking around on this world, only thinking about yourself, oh, I wish someone would see me. Go look in the mirror, my beautiful friend, and take stock of who you are. Get to know yourself. Be your friend first. And when you love yourself, then you're ready to love somebody else. Loving yourself, my friend, to the core, when you do that, it's so much easier to start loving everyone else, building beautiful friendships around you. Because you know what you want. You know what you expect. You don't have to be seen because you already see you and you already love you. And the extra that another soul gives to you doesn't have to be an affirmative of who you are because you already know who you are. Friendship then is just that beautiful cherry on the top of the sundae of life. That's what friendship is. So scoop that ice cream into that sundae bowl, your bowl, whip cream it up, sprinkle it with all the sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles preferably. All the things that you love in a sundae, put that in the bowl. It's sweet and it's good and you know who you are. And then when you know who you are and the base of that beautiful sundae of life is ready to go, then you can start surrounding yourself with all those friendship cherries, all those beautiful friends on top of your sundae of life. And know that a friend is a friend until the end. Meaning friendships, some come and some go. And it's okay. You're going to meet a lot of people in this lifetime. Summer is here for a reason and here for a season, and so is spring. Nothing has to be forever, irregardless. Let them see love in your eyes, everyone that comes into your path. Because my friend, friendships, sometimes they're transitional. Some stay, some go, some leave, an indelible mark on your heart. But all of them are important. And more than anything, look for those angel friends, the ones that never, ever have an agenda and are always your biggest cheerleader. And you, my friend, can also be that for yourself, too. All right. And in the meantime, you know, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Oh, I love that. Toy Story. Such a great movie. All right, my friends, say it with me. The rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time.
Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.